Hey, everybody. Adam Davidson here. R. Adam Davidson. The R is silent. And welcome to Radcast number 5. I think this is Radcast number 5. It's going to be a short and sweet Radcast today because I want to talk about the movie Inside Out. Inside Out. It's a Pixar film. Jones and I took the boys to see the new Disney Pixar movie Inside Out yesterday. It's solid. I recommend it. This is going to be one of those movies that sticks in the lexicon of culture for a long time because it illustrates advanced concepts like memory, subconscious, emotional response, etc., etc. It's like an animated Psych 101 class. Given that I got a solid B- in Psych 101, I cannot confirm whether any of the concepts outlined in this movie are accurate, but I like the idea that memories are bowling balls in our cavernous brains. I'm pretty sure that that's how it really actually works. This movie hits home because we're really fascinated by our own selves. How did I become who I am today? How do I become who I'm supposed to be in the future? Why do I act the way I do? All of our little internal buttons are pushed by Pixar's stellar ability to tell a moving story. And as you watch, I guarantee you'll be thinking about your own idiosyncrasies and what a horrible job you're doing as a parent. Or maybe that was just me. Soren Kierkegaard believed that every person's task is to become a self, which is not easy for complex human beings created in the image of God yet affected by sin. Even though it's an animated cartoon geared toward kids, Inside Out does a surprisingly good job at illustrating our internal and relational complexity with entertaining simplicity. The one thing missing, and I'd like to think Kierkegaard would say the same, is divine revelation. We need to have someone on the outside of our situation to invade and change us from the inside. And that, my friends, is exactly what Jesus does in the incarnation, because without light, we wouldn't even know to call it darkness. But a Christian movie this is not, and as far as I can tell, Kirk Cameron isn't even involved. Therefore, I give it a 10 out of 10, and will probably watch the movie Inside Out again someday. Probably not today. Probably not tomorrow. But soon. And thus ends Radcast number 5. Be sure to check it out at radamdavidson.com, radamdavidson.com, or subscribe on iTunes. Just look up Radcast, dig through all the other hooligans who called their podcast Radcast, and find this one and subscribe. And I'll keep those updates coming. Yep,